week. It doesn't matter because God is still God. And He is a faithful God. And I thank God that He is so faithful. We may have had friends. We may have had people to let us down, even our moms, dads, brothers, sisters, aunts, and uncles. But there's one thing about it. God will never let you down. And God will be there with you, closer than a brother and a sister. And so we thank God today that He is a faithful God, that we are here. We could have elected to be anywhere else. You might have elected to stay in the bed or head somewhere else today, but you decided to take time out to come into God's house. And I want to say that to you today, that you're honoring God by coming to His house today. For this is what He has asked, that the Sabbath is to be holy, and that it is to be a Sabbath where we rest and where that we dwell on Him. You know, a lot of times in our lives we're so busy with everything else that's going around us, but we've got to come into God's house. We've got to thank Him. We've got to thank Him for His grace and His mercy and how that He has extended His favor unto to you and I and allowed us to live another day. And so I thank God for that, and we must thank God for all the provision that He brings unto us, because He's the one that brings life. He is the one that brings us into this world. He'll be the one that will take us out of this world. And so I thank God that He loves us and that He is with us, and He is in the best interest of us in doing what He would want us to do. Today, I want to say, if you have your Bibles, that's the sword of the Spirit. It'll be projected on the screen. It's going to be there in the pews today. Whatever you may have today to open up in God's Word, let's go to the book of Proverbs. We're in the Old Testament. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. Proverbs 3:5, and we want to look at this a little bit as time will permit. And the title of my message today is this: God's Unfailing Formula. God's Unfailing Formula. God has a formula that He uses for you and I. And I use that today because I want us to look at this real close today. God's Unfailing Formula. Proverbs 3:5 says this: trust in the Lord with all, not some, but with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Now I want us to look at this a minute here again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. I want to look at this just for a little bit here, as we see that the writer is writing saying, trust in the Lord, not with some of your heart, not part of your heart, but all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. A lot of times we want to lean on what we think, on what we perceive, and how that we act in life and what we do in life. And we feel like that if we look at media, which sometimes media can be good, but media can be bad. Sometimes we look at social media and we look at things, and if we're not careful, that will direct our lives in how we react and how we respond and what we do in life. But the Bible tells us not to lean on our own understanding, not what we think it ought to be and how it should be and all of this. But He says for us to acknowledge all of our ways acknowledge your ways, my ways, acknowledge our ways upon Him. In other words, acknowledge the Lord, knowing that the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. Knowing that He created us in His image. Knowing that He knows us inside and out. I remember growing up and how that I could never hide anything from my mother. My mother knew me inside and out. And she always told me, she said, "Son, whether you're in trouble or not, you always tell the truth. Because if you don't tell the truth, I'm going to know whether you're lying to me or not." And it was always embedded in me that whether I was right or whether I was wrong, I was to tell the truth, because it was like my mother had eyeballs behind her head. She could see me inside and out, knowing that I would say some things, and that if I didn't tell the truth, then I was going to get it. And so, again, we are not to lean on our own understanding, but we are to acknowledge God in everything, because He knows best. He knows more than we can ever begin. You've heard me say this, and I will say this again. How unsearchable are His ways? They are far past finding. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not His ways. You know, that's the thing that we have to realize, and that for us to understand, God is not going to fail you. God is not going to fail me. God is going to be God from here on out, and He's not going to waver. He's not going to stop loving you. He's going to continue to love you. He's going to care for you. He's going to continue to give you peace. He's going to continue to give you joy. He's going to continue to give you contentment. And all that we must understand is we must acknowledge Him, that we must understand that He is a sovereign God, that He is a God that understands what's going on. I've said this, there's no surprise to God in what's happening in the world today. There's no surprise about what's going to happen tomorrow or next year. God knows everything, and He knows you and I inside and out. And He is going to take care of us. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And then, if we acknowledge Him in everything, then He shall what? He will direct your path. In other words, He won't have you on a wrong path. He won't send you down a dead end, but He'll send you on the right path. For He is right. He is there to guide us. He is there to lead us. He is there to bring you exactly where you need to be, not so much of where you want to go. Listen, everyone wants to be successful in life. And yet the stress on education for success, the hopes of parents to be have successful children, dreams of youth to be successful. What is success? It is not financial security, because in Mark's Gospel 8:36, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" In other words, when we're in this world and we're trying to get ahead and we're wanting this and wanting that, and if you had everything and if you achieved everything, if you got everything, I want to go a step further, even if you won the lottery, everybody thinks, well, my burdens and my troubles would be over if I won the lottery. Listen, I have read articles over articles about people that's won the lottery, and everything that I have read, it has been nothing but gloom, doom, agony, and defeat, because people hit rock bottom when they've got everything. So the Word says, what if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Listen, I want you to know today, God brings provision to our hearts and life. He has the ultimate formula for your life. That's why we are not to trust the things in the world. We're in the world, but not trusting the things of the world, thinking the world has the answer for you and that everything else has the answer for you. I want you to know today, the world does not have the answer, but the answer is in Jesus Christ. He has the answer, and when we seek after Him, we will find Him, and He will restore our soul, and He will take care of us and bring us through this thing in life that you and I deal with. I want you to know it's not through financial security, and it's not the fame and the popularity. They're both fleeting. 1 John 2:17, and the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Listen, I want you to know today, you're just not here in the world just existing. You're not here in this world just to live. God has given you a plan. He's given you a purpose. You have a destiny in Him. You're not just merely just taking up matter, but God has done things in your life and will continue to do things in life so that you be of the good of what's going on in the world today. Listen, success is living out in the will of God. This brings great success in living out the will of God. Listen, 1 John 2:17, and the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. How do we have God's direction in all that we do? How do we have God's direction in all that we do? Let me leave a few points with you today. My first point today is this: how to have God's direction in all that we do. First, we must receive the Son of God. We must receive the Son of God. For us to have success and to have purpose in life and the life which we live in, we need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to accept Him into our hearts and life. Because why? He brings the great formula that we need of His unfailing love to our hearts and life, and He wants to have a personal relationship with us. He doesn't want you to have a relationship from a distance. He doesn't want you to have a relationship that you read something out of a book. He doesn't want you to have a relationship of something that you just come to Sunday morning and that's just it. God wants to have a relationship with you on a daily basis. He wants to know about you tomorrow. He wants to hear about you tomorrow, whatever you might be going through. He wants you to tell Him what you're going through. You may well say, Pastor, He's God. He knows everything. I ain't got to say anything. No, but He wants to hear it from you. He wants you to call out on Him. He doesn't want you to think that He is knowing everything without a relationship. He wants that personal relationship with you, so He wants you to communicate with Him on a daily basis. That's why we are to trust in the Lord. Trust Him with all of our heart. God's formula for success begins with faith. It begins with faith. It is for us to believe. It is for us to trust. When we accept Jesus Christ in our heart and life, it is by faith that we believe. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that you know that you're saved? How do you know? Why? Because the Bible says these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. In other words, you have a relationship with Him. Why? Because you accepted Him by faith. You can't buy salvation. We don't deserve salvation. We can't gain salvation, but we receive salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are to receive it as a gift of eternal life. You see, God's formula for success begins. Trust equals faith or believe. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord occurs 152 times in the Old Testament. Over and over again. We see this through Abraham. We see this through Isaac. We see this through Jacob. We see through the prophets of old. We see that God says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Listen, just 152 times, it's just not there to be there. In other words, God is saying the formula is trust in the Lord when things are not going your way. Trust in the Lord. Even when things are going your way, you still trust in the Lord. You don't trust the Lord when calamity hits your life. You don't just start trusting the Lord when things are down. You trust the Lord when you're on the mountain, and you trust the Lord when you're in the valley. Because why? That personal relationship, God is wanting to bring success into your life through His Son, Jesus Christ, and by faith you believe. Listen, the equivalent to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Success begins when we are being born again. In other words, when we accept Jesus into our hearts and life. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, we see here in this passage right quick is that Nicodemus was a great leader. He was a great scholar, a great teacher. But there was something about this man named Jesus that he wanted to have a conversation with. He wanted to talk to him about this being born again. And Jesus clearly let him know, you must be born of the water, you must be born of the Spirit, that you may have eternal life. Nicodemus, through his success, needed salvation. He was a religious ruler, but he was lost. You can read about God's Word, you can know about God's Word, but you can still be lost because you've got to accept Jesus into your heart and life. I'm reminded of Billy Graham, one of the great evangelists of the 21st century, brought millions and millions to the Lord Jesus Christ. His message was so simple that a 12-year-old could understand his message at every crusade. But he continued to say, to know Jesus is to accept Him, and to accept Him is to make Him known, and for you to go to a place called heaven is to accept Jesus into your heart and life that you may be saved. And that was his message over and over and over, and millions would come to accept Jesus because they stepped out in faith and they believed and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we've got to begin at the beginning. We've got to receive Jesus to understand God's formula for our life. We've got to accept Him. John 1 and 12, but as many as received Him, to them He gave them the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in His name. Those that receive, those that accept. Now when you receive and accept, He gives you the right to become sons and daughters of the Most High God. My second point today is this. Not only are you accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting God's Son, but now you're to read the Word of God. If we're going to understand the formula of God, And if we're going to understand what he's trying to say, you've got to read. You know, a lot of times if we purchase something that we're trying to build or put together, and some people are jack of all trades, master at none. But there are times that you may not know what you're putting together. It may come in a million pieces. And you're trying to figure out how to put it together. And you're scratching your head saying, well, wait a minute, that don't look right. That don't look right. But when you open up the directions, everything comes to light. And you see where it says part one, part two, part three, part four. And it's step by step as you begin to put something together that you're trying to put together. And you read it step by step. And by the time you get to 12, 13, 14, 20, whatever the steps were, you have a complete product. And now it's complete. But you could not have completed the product. You could have not made the product unless you read the directions. Because the directions is what directs you to build the product that you're looking for. And so with that, that's the same way to understand God's formula as we receive the Son of God. Now we're to open up, as I call it, the roadmap, or as I call it in the 21st century, our GPS. We're to open up the Word of God so that we can see what the formula is, what God wants us to do and what He wants us to be. Lean not to thine own understanding. In other words, you're letting the Word of God take the place of your understanding. That you're not leaning on your ideas. You're not leaning on your theories. You're not leaning on your opinion. But now you're leaning on the Word of God. The Word of God becomes the teacher. It becomes the master of your life. That's the plan. That's the plan that God has set before us, is to open up the Word of God. Human understanding, I want you today to know, is limited and often faulty. Human understanding is limited. You only can understand so much, but God understands much greater as we're in God's Word, for He will bring things to us that we can never think about or dream about. I know when I read the Word of God on Monday, if I read the same passage on Tuesday, it's like something else comes out. Different than it was on Monday. It's amazing what God's Word does when you sit down and you begin to read and see exactly what God is wanting us to know. Our learning has not brought the key answers to life, but we must understand that God is clearly giving us what we need through His Word. Romans 12 and 1, the Apostle Paul says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world. In other words, we're not leaning on the world's understanding. We're not leaning on their wisdom or what they have to say for us, but we're leaning on the Word of God through His Son Jesus Christ, that we're not to be conformed to the world of their understanding, but to be transformed, look at this, by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed every day, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. We've got to read the Word of God. We've got to renew our minds. We've got to renew our hearts on a daily basis. God has to communicate with us. We've got to communicate with Him. Listen. Through this perfect will of God can be educated, but if we're not careful, we'll miss the truth. We can be so educated with everything going around us in this world, but we can miss the truth of what God is really trying to say to us. 2 Timothy 3:7, always learn and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. In other words, you're getting everything that the world's giving you, and you're taking in everything that the world is saying. And we have to be careful with that, because everything in the world is not good. Everything in what somebody says is not good. We need to go back to the Word of God. We've got to divert back to the Word of God. The Bible gives God's view of life. It imparts wisdom into our hearts and life. We need God's formula. It imparts wisdom. Psalms 119:99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. In other words, somebody can tell you all day long, well, I do it this way, or I do it that way. Well, you should do it this way. You should do it that way. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. The world is easy. Your friends are easy. Others are easy to tell you exactly what to do. But what we really need to do is focus in on what God is saying unto us, the Word of God. God, what thus saith the Lord? What do I need to do? You know, I've said it and I will say it again. It's almost people go to social media quicker to get advice and understanding than they will to get to the Word of God or call on the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, I want to encourage you today. Don't go to the media, your social media. Don't put your family information and your family problems and your problems on social media. Listen, somebody's always going to say something that's negative. Let me say it again. There's always going to be somebody that's going to say something negative your way. It ain't like everybody is going to give you a positive note on what you post, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Somebody in the world is going to give you negativity and going to bring negative. Listen, keep your family's information and keep it before the Lord and keep it off of social media. And if there's nothing else that you can do, just quote scriptures. Put scriptures on social media and say, God loves you and I'm praying for you and God is my source. God is my healer. I'm looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the author, the finisher of my faith. If you continue to post those scriptures, that lets people know that you're not putting your stuff on social media and that you're not broadcasting everything else, but you're letting them know that you love Jesus and Jesus is your doctor. Jesus is your healer. Jesus is your deliverer. Jesus is your victory. And letting people know that you're trusting Lord, the Lord, because you're trusting in God's formula. Listen, it gives understanding. Psalms 119:104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. You're getting understanding by what? Opening up the Word of God. It brings light to you. Look at this. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of your words give light. Not the words of the world. Not what the world is saying is giving you, but it's the Word of God. It brings light. The entrance of your Word, Lord, gives light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Listen, it builds faith. This is the formula with God. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing. Faith comes by hearing what you hear. I've always said garbage in is going to be garbage out. What good things go in is good things that go out. What are you spending your time around? Who are you spending your time with? Are you spending your time around people that are negative and always putting things, people down, or maybe behind your back, might be stabbing a dagger in your back, talking behind your back, and you don't even know it? You see, folks, we have to be very careful about what we say, who we say, or where we go, or what we do. Why? Because we want God's formula. We want the best for our life. And guess what? He wants to give you the best. God is not holding back. He's not holding back because you're not this and you're not that. He wants to give you everything because He is love. Listen, no success apart from applying God's Word to life. There's no success apart from applying God's Word to life. Listen, my third point today is this. Recognize the hand of God. Amen. Accept God's Son. Read the Word of God. And when you accept God's Son, and when you begin to read the Word of God, then, hear me today, then you begin to recognize. A lot of times people don't recognize the hand of God because they don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they haven't got in to read the directions of what the formula is, and that's the Word of God. Therefore, but when you do those, then you begin to recognize the hand of God. 2 Corinthians 4:7, the Apostle Paul says this, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed." I want you to know today, there are things that we go through in life, and yes, serving the Lord is not a bed of roses. It was never a bed of roses. Jesus said, "I went through temptation. I went through struggles. I went through hatred." And you're going to go through the same thing if I went through it. If Jesus went through it, our Lord and Savior, then we've got to expect it. But guess what? We don't do it alone. We have help. We have Jesus Christ that's helping us every day. You're not on an island. You're not alienated from everybody else where that you're just one and only. No, Jesus is with us. The comfort, the Holy Spirit is within us and resides in us. And He says we have this treasure in this earthen vessel, the excellency of the power of God, and not in us, that we are hard pressed on every side. Things will come. Things will try to come our way, yet we will not be crushed. There'll be things in our life that will be perplexed, and we want to pull our hair out, and we want to try to shake our fist at God and say, "Why?" But we will not be despaired. There'll be persecution that will take place for the sake, persecution, but not forsaken. You will not be left alone. You'll be struck down, and you may go down in some valleys, and you may deal with some issues, but guess what? You will not be destroyed. Why? Because you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have been in God's Word, and therefore you will begin to see the hand of God in your life. The Bible lets us know in 2 Corinthians 5:18, He says, "Now all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." We are reconciled to Jesus Christ. He is there. He is there to take care of us. He is there to bring us through a struggle. He is there to deliver us. All things work together for good. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose." Listen, when you've accepted Jesus, when you get into God's Word and you begin to see the hand of God, then there's purpose in your life. Like I said, you're not here just to exist, but you're here to receive and you're here to share with others. Yet see God's hand in everything. This will remove any anxiety and will increase joy. See God's hand in everything. This will make you a positive praying person and a positive praising person. And yet I want you to know today that our part in this unfailing successful formula is that we must begin with faith. We must begin with faith. We must not lose sight of faith. Faith must be pivotal in our life. It must be the first thing. We must understand by faith. We must make a choice in faith. We must begin with faith. We must make a choice in faith. And we must declare to take steps of faith. Take steps of faith day by day. That's our part. And God's part will be this. He shall direct your paths. This is successful living. Knowing God's will and doing it. Knowing God's will and doing it. We just don't need to know about it, but we need to do the will of God. Having the leading of God every day. Having the leading of God. There's a lot of times that we're leading our own self and we're doing our own thing. We need to let God do the leading. We need to let God do the healing. We need to let God be God in our lives. We need to concur with God. We need to talk with God. We need to let Him know. God will come through every time. It may not be the time you want Him to come through, but I promise you, God will come through every time. Here's the question I leave with you today. Will you? God will come through, but will you come through? God's going to come through every time, but will you come through? You see, God is wanting us to be faithful, but He's always wanting us to stretch forth our faith, and He's wanting us to believe. If we're going to understand God's formula, we've got to accept Him in our lives. We've got to open up the Bible and look at the directions. And we've got to see the hand of God in what we're doing. I've always said this, and I will say this again. If you begin to do your part, I promise you God will do His part. When you step forward in doing your part in what He's asked you to do, He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll not let you down. He will do His part, and you will see the hand of God in your life. We've got to keep Him in the center of our lives. We've got to keep Him in our hearts. We've got to keep Him, because if not, we lose all hope. We lose all hope, as you see in our society today. There's no hope in our society. You can see things that are falling. You can see things that are crumbling. You can see things that are happening before your eyes every day. But you know what? I want you to know, as we see things crumbling and as we see things happening, it's no surprise to God. And God says, listen, I'm going to be with you all the way to the very end. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word, the word of God, will never pass away. It will stand the test of times. Stand with me across the building today. It will stand the test of times. It is amazing that the Bible is one of the oldest books in the world. And it's amazing to me that all of the